Hey everyone, it's Appleman or Benjamin Southall here. Long time no post, I know. I've got lots to say and it's been a while since I've actually been able to have a working mic. I finally now have a working mic due to this headset, and it seems to be recording fine in Audacity, because this is recorded in Audacity. Shame my webcam mic isn't up yet. I mean, as soon as I get it up, I should be able to find the command to, direct vidcam or vlog off my webcam, and that would be awesome, but my webcam seems to only record static, and that's only occasionally when it feels like working. Anyhow, onwards to more or less or totally irrelevant and unimportant topics. First things first, I've had so much deja vu over the last 3 days, and I mean it's premonition deja vu. I see this stuff in my dreams and it comes true and it irritates the hell out of me. But anyways, I'm going to now mention a number of other things. First of all, it's that I've come up with a direct mapping between D&D alignment of characters and the nature of matrices, such that symmetric, positive, definite matrices are of the lawful good character alignment, and hence, I'm going to say that matrices that can be factorized by Chalesky, by, 9 chances out of 10, 8 chances out of 10, have to be paladins. Which is hilarious. I mean, I discovered this in the middle of my computational 2 or numerical linear algebra lecture, and I burst out laughing. Paladins, Chalesky, it's as bad as Gaussian elimination jokes. Other news, well, I gave up my Wednesday to go to the QT security capture the flag thing. Our team lost, but it was very interesting. I mean, the FreeBSD image was interesting. The Java front end with C back end and weird C program that had sockets written so dirtily. Well, kind of about as dirty as my room. Then again, not many people have seen my room. It's got a whole lot of stuff on the floor at the moment because I can't find boxes to put stuff in. My subjects I'm doing this semester are IT Core Project Management, Advanced Network Management, which is a postgrad unit that I can do because I got the prereqs, and it's all Linux and Gentoo based, and it's really, really fun. I'm enjoying it. I've got to make Gentoo hardened Xem images because I can't use the JailTime default image because, well, it's too big, really, and I also wanted to shrink the ext3 partitions, which is really a pain in the. I'm probably just going to mount my drives, and then whilst watching Terry Pratchett's Hogfather, which I've re-got onto my drive now, which is great, because I lost it previously, while watching that, I'll make a small partition under 2 gigs so that I can actually mount it to Jared's RAID setup that's accessible over iSCSI for these 8 VMs we're getting, and then I will make myself a custom Gentoo partition or disk image, and then I'll turn that into an image with DD, because that seems like it's going to be much easier than trying to modify or shrink the existing image. Why the hell it's 4 gigs or 3 gigs in the first place doesn't make any sense. It's got 1.1 gig of free space in it. I don't know what the jail time people were thinking. I'm almost filled up to date. A little bit annoyed that VMware player modules can't build with 2.6, or no, .26 kernel, but that'll be fixed along with a whole bunch of other bugs that I'll keep in my bugs bookmark and keep an eye on. Other news, what other news? There's so much that's happened. Well, I bumped into Dallas, which I didn't expect, because, well, I'm not exactly supposed to be on speaking terms with him after he's been, you know, released out of prison for sexual assault. But then again, I had to say something because of the deja vu had me saying stuff, and that was really uncomfortable. I mean, walking home in my LCA t-shirt, which, you know, doesn't cover much. So, it's raining. It has to be raining. And my textbooks, $230 worth of math textbooks, are in the red bakehouse bag. They're starting to get wet, and I'm panicking because I've just got a shirt, and my textbooks are getting wet, and I chose not to wear a jumper. And I bump into Dallas. Perfect timing. He could have given me a lift hadn't it been for the fact that, A, I'm totally uncomfortable with getting in his car, let alone talking to him, and B, I'd already rung my father to come and pick me up, which kind of irked him because he was on his second... he was just relaxing. Which is rare for him, because according to him, spends all of his days... Well, not all of his day, but most of his day doing things for other people and not for himself. So he enjoys his for himself time. I get a lot of for myself time, but I end up doing stacks for other people, and many people don't seem to notice, which is absolutely hilarious. Well, at least today I got back my audio cable and my Switch. I thought that I wouldn't get my audio cable back, but I got it back off Rory after he was watching Manstroke Woman in the Green Room. That is not that funny, by the way. I mean, it's got a few puns and it's got a few tripod-like references, but it could be much funnier. And apox on the Dota games that were... They had a 5v5 because I was playing, but I don't like playing Dota. It's so rhythmic, and there's practically no game theory behind it. So let's see what else is new. Sabrina, who is awesome, has made a devil marshmallow for her friend's birthday present, and it's awesome. I so reckon that Remy needs to add devil marshmallows to his D&D campaign. I mean, sure, they've got the vulnerability to fire. It's a winged devil marshmallow. Flappy, flap, 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 flap. I haven't got to talk to Ruben much, because he's been busy with, Eve. It's like WoW, only with spaceships, and much, much bigger and much more absorbent. Andrew used to play it, but gave up. Now Andrew's playing WoW. It's a wonder his PhD isn't getting done as fast as he'd like. I got to see Gattel the other day, which was awesome. Gattel actually in the green room for once, that was nice. She was knitting something, it had a twist, and she's concerned that it will over-twist because it's all Mobius-like. Mobius knitting is awesome, and the fact that the change in the stitchness was also interesting. Very interesting. And then what? I had the music reflections with Chaz later that night, and I had the Home Alone Traps theme stuck in my head, which is kind of awesome. It's the one that goes bum pa da da bum pa da 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 da. It's the one where he's setting all the traps in Home Alone. So yeah, it brings back a lot of memories, considering that I was always told that I looked like the guy who's the actor for Home Alone. And that's kind of interesting, because I don't look like much like him now, probably because of the hair. I get a lot of comments about my computer screen. I still get comments. I've got over 5,000 comments and counting. But, hey, that's life. Now, what else? Oh, I've got all the Terry Pratchett books, so I'm going to gradually devour them as fast as I possibly can, given the constraints. I actually got my 009 shoot written up for the group. We've got 5 people in the group. It's going to be awesome. I mean, we've got Chatters, Cat, Microsoft Guy, and Aaron, and that's just going to be awesome. I don't know what we're going to do yet. We'll find out eventually. What else is new? What else is new? I'm practically world up to date on Ulrika, which is laptop. I haven't been doing much with Ivanhoe because I'm waiting to get the USB replaced, and that's dependent on Ruben. GURPS has been rather boring and deja vu-ic, particularly for the fact that after working on the Capture the Flag security thing for 6 hours straight from noon to 6 on Wednesday, I get back expecting 3 hours of GURPS, and I get barely one because they started without me. But such is life, and such is death, and such is asking the question and the rambling. I ramble a whole lot more when I do this via speech, and my message is a whole lot more clear, because I don't bother doing Capture Late it in the same style as linguistic or literary language, but it's interesting. Yeah, bumped into Don today. He's okay. He's doing alright. He reminded me of Alice in Wonderland with the whole Lewis Carroll's memoirs on asking, why ask the question when you're already certain about the answer? And Don was looking for the exact reference I was quoting that out of, and I couldn't recall it for the life of me. I know it's implicitly mentioned several times in Through the Looking Glass and Alice in Wonderland. Particularly with the mean is what you say and say is what you mean. Communication is so interesting, because you can mean what you say and say what you mean to say what you mean to say. There was a song about... theme song on the TV that said, it wasn't a theme song on the TV, it was from, my mistake, it was from The Bucket List, and it was saying, say what you mean to say, say what you mean to say. No, or was it say what you need to say, say what you need to say. And I disagreed with that at that point in time. I don't think people should say what they need to say, because it's evidentiary that everyone needs to talk and communicate to people, otherwise they get lonely and bored and decrepit. But you should attempt to say and say what needs to be said. Then again, that's got me crucified 9 times out of 10, because I say what needs to be said, and it's too harsh, or it's too cruel, or it's too real, or it's too critical, or it's too this or too that. It seems to be superlatively impositive to say what needs to be said and have it listened to. Then again, I suppose it's easier to say what needs to be said than listen to what needs to be said, because listening to the truth and to what needs to be said is often much, much harder. Especially listening to what needs to be said and maintaining one's composure. Because emotivity outweighs apathy, and the majority of people, apathy they have now is just indifference, which is a weak apathy. It doesn't even border on stoic apathy, but now that's a recurring subject of mine. Gunther mentioned a dystopic movies night, which would be awesome. Dystopic future movies night would be awesome. It's a shame that I can't convince him to watch The Natural City, because I think it would be an awesome thing to watch. I mean, it's perfect for their genre, but they're all scared of it because it's South Korean. Oh my god! It comes from where the StarCraft players live. We gotta run and hide, run and run and run and hide. But that's just the case. It's good to laugh, but even so. Even so. I wonder if you could actually do that. Roleplay as a matrix. Instead of LARP, live action roleplay, you have linear algebra roleplay. Instead of going up levels, you go up ranks, and the rank of your matrix increases. I mean, it would be hilarious. I mean, it would only be funny to those who have done computational mathematics or linear algebra, and I think it's a real shame that linear algebra doesn't have a follow-on unit. Though, according to Cameron, who's our D's lecturer, Cameron is so awesome. I mean, Cameron's just awesome on wheels. We learned Lipschitz condition. And Dan said to Cameron in an email, "Oh my god, you're doing Lipschitz!" And yeah, I thought that was absolutely hilarious. Yeah, I had an 8 to 10 D's lecture this morning. It was good. The vending machine stole my money, but then gave me 2 apricot muesli bars in return, and whilst it was an expensive breakfast, it'll do. So, that was all right, and I was able to type up the notes and send them to Matt and Kyle, so they've hopefully got the notes. I didn't see Kyle. Apparently he's sick. I hope he gets well soon. She is planning to go to London, which will be awesome. Interesting and awesome. Especially with the whole Wi-Fi antenna plan. I wonder what he's going to do with his LEDs or how he'll get them through customs. That would be interesting, really. 3-watt LEDs going through customs. I miss customs. I miss travelling. I miss having a passport. I'd love to have a passport again so I could just fly around the world at will. Meanwhile, Gatto wants to go back to the times where assassination was an acceptable profession. And yet it really wasn't in any human time period. I'm sure I could world hop to Terry Pratchett's world, and then she's got her guild and she'll be on her comfort zone. But taking people when world hopping is iffy. I've tried it a few times before. It doesn't exactly work. But now I'm mentioning world hopping, so I'm mentioning the supernatural, so I might as well mention that there was a white witch on flaming television who didn't have a clue what she was talking about. And it kind of irks me. I mean, yeah, you can call me weird, you can call me crazy. I deal in the supernatural. I cast and whatnot else, and to see people like these white witches with blonde hair say this, that, and the other, and spread a whole bunch of misinformation, it really irks me. She didn't once mention, she mentioned threefold stuff and a whole bunch of Wicca stuff, but she didn't mention anything about the balance or the cleaners, or the rules of infinite and finite sources, and the power of influence over things. And then that links into the metaphysical and the psychological, and she didn't even mention that. And this whole thing about her reasoning for love potions was just wrong. It's got nothing to do with individual free will. It's got to do with your playing around with desire. And desire in itself is something you don't want to mess with. I mean, you can influence it if it exists, but even then, that doesn't guarantee any sort of stable relationship, because it's artificially stimulated. And artificial stimulators in relationships doesn't seem to work. Trust me, I know. I've tried it. Not necessarily with magic, but just with proactivity. Because I feel that a lot of relationships I'm in, just relationships with people, nothing sus relationships. Oh, speaking of sus things, there's a really, really sus image with gymnasts eating sherbet bend over. They're like 8-year-olds and they're super flexible and they're in orange and the slogan is lickable. I mean, what the hell is up with that? The marketing campaign for that's just absolutely atrocious. Lickable via sherbet, and yet you've got these bent over half backwards 8-year-old female gymnasts. That's just disgusting. I mean, you should kind of make the sherbet big and not the gymnast big. I wonder what the mothers of the gymnasts were thinking. I mean, seriously, letting your kid model for something like that, I mean, it's atrocious. They should be ashamed. But then again, I suppose it might become an internet meme and the girls might get famous and whatnot else, but famous for all the wrong reasons, like a whole lot of other people. Anyhow, let's see.
Nip, 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 nip. Bing.
Ricochet, bullets, madness. I wonder if we'll ever actually get a game where we can play 8v8 or 10v10 and it actually maintains some sort of cyclic stability as opposed to the instability, because I'd love to get an equilibrium solution in terms of games where we have a set bunch of games and we oscillate between them, but no one ever seems to have the composure or the determination to stick with that. In fact, most of the development that happens seems to be sporadic, and I'm not even sure we're going to be able to stick to a GURPS campaign. Which is kind of shameful. I mean, there's already two on development. And, well, Scrooge has done a really good job of designing this one, but it's still missing something. I don't know, maybe my expectations are just misaligned or malproportioned. And again, maybe I'm missing a decent meal. I could what pasta and cereal for dinner for the last few nights, and it's getting a bit awkward. I'm going to have to eventually cook myself something. Oh, other things I should mention. I have new shoes, finally. After wearing my blue shoes until they got holes through them, it took me 4 hours to get new shoes. Well, and that's kind of cool, because they fit. Well, they kind of fit. The left shoe's a bit tight, and the right shoe might cause me blisters eventually, but they seem to fit for now, which is good. And at least that works. I mean, they're shoes, I can walk around in them. That's kind of pretty cool. I also got a new hoodie because of the 2-for-1 deal they were happening. It's red, and it's currently got pancake stains on it that I'm going to have to wash. That reminds me of, well, lots of things. The whole duck thing. Oh yeah, that's right, that's so right. Cameron mentioned ducks. And this was kind of awesome, because he mentioned no matter what you do with the differential operator, if you're dealing with X and Y, you're never going to get a duck. So it got me thinking. It got me thinking about the whole BB Batman symbol, Batman equals Bruce Wayne integral thing. And I went and drew a D butterfly equals caterpillar thing. I mean, it's a funny note to draw, but he writes up all the scribbles, so and I only wrote up the first page, so I didn't feel much of a need to take that many notes. Of course, I've got to do a whole lot more practice questions when it comes to DE. I'm starting to get comfortable with them now, which is really good, because I've been uncomfortable with them for a while. And being uncomfortable with things is being uncomfortable with things. It's like having a needle shoved where it hurts. So that's a good thing. Logo, which is my Neopets, is going okay, but I don't know what's happening with the guild. I haven't been asked to code anything. I haven't been asked to do anything. Almost all the threads I've posted are marked for deletion. It's just idle, and I'm not really sure if I can be bothered. I'd be happy to roleplay, but no one's interested in roleplaying on their forums with me. I've got so many characters in my head, it's not funny, let alone the deja vu. In fact, I should try and start that, but I don't know if it would pick up much in the math room. Their politics ain't the same for me. It would be funny to actually do that linear algebra role-playing. Especially if you could get someone like Ian Turner in. But then I'm not sure he'd do it for a laugh. He probably doesn't have the time. That said, maybe I could mention to him the kind of stuff I'm interested in doing with the division of linear systems into smaller linear systems, and then using the relationships between those linear systems to solve the greater linear system using spatial clustering. That looks really, really interesting, and I mean, that uses two different areas of mathematics, but Tim hasn't heard anything from that. Speaking of Tim, who's my 420 lecturer, which is Comp 2, Miz is in my Comp 2 class. I've done my Comp 2 assignment, I just need to add the comments, and it works too, after all the pain MATLAB gave me. I don't like MATLAB that much. I much prefer Maple. Probably because my MATLAB version is like old. It's like 7R14, not 750 like the Uni has on the Windows machines. But oh well. And 22 minutes. And what? Do we need the news? Do we need something else? Do we need to call a bar mitzvah? I'm not sure. I'm going to head home eventually. Otherwise, I'll have another late night. I mean, it's okay this time. I've got, what, a 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock start with a whole bunch of math shoots. So they should be, well, partially interesting. I mean, I've still got to do more practice questions. And I've got to stop. Vending machine food is a strain on my budget. Which means I have to make real food, which means I have to buy real food. I haven't actually been really shopping in ages. It would be interesting to go shopping, but petrol prices and commodity prices, it's just inflammatory. Sigh. And the distance, it just grows and ebbs and flows, and it's hidden, but it's not there, and people are too distracted or too indifferent to care or to push or to even bother. It's really interesting. It's summed up by the answer to my 009 question, which was, why do people need to do the seemingly impossible? And my answer was, people get bored and require stimulation or challenge. Or it was, why do some people need to do the seemingly impossible? People get bored and require stimulation and challenge, and the most challenging thing is what's perceived as being impossible. However, people are also lazy. It's the people that have the passion and determination for stimulation and challenge much greater than their love of comfort and their inbuilt laziness that actually tend to achieve their chaotic ambitions. The fact that I put chaotic in a literary sentence, that's going to be interesting. I love the word chaotic. Chaotic, 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 chaotic. I am Lord of La Mancha, da 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 da. That's not even the right song, but hey, that's an awesome song. That's the one that's good. Onwards to glory I go. No, the Impossible Dream song's the one that deals with quioticism. Or quioticism, however you want to say it. My pronunciation's never been, well, it's never been 140%. Then again, not many things are 140%. I mean, you've got 120% alcohol, which is the burning software, but I use K3B because it rips the crap out of it. And I've got, well, I've got a go through the music I got off Maddie and add it to my Amarok playlist so I can just listen to some more music, because I don't get to listen to much music. I was watching Mitch play Peggle, which is like Breakout, except on steroids with ricochets, and it doesn't have vector physics, it needs vector physics. Maybe Chris could make a clone of Peggle with using his physics engine that he's got, but then again, maybe not. I haven't seen him. We were supposed to do some DE study, but he seems to keep different locations to me, and he's never contactable by phone, which makes things interesting. Very interesting indeed. Meep. Meep. Welcome to the Aperture Science Enrichment Center. How may we process your order? You have ordered one bologna sandwich. This bologna sandwich cannot be acquired at the moment. However, there is a suitable companion cube, which you may now sacrifice in exchange to use the food vending machine. Do you wish to sacrifice the portable companion cube? It cannot hurt you, and will not kill you, and in fact cannot speak, nor mime, nor gesture. You have chosen to sacrifice the companion cube to use the automated food vending device. The food vending device has stolen your credit and not returned any more substance, and there are no longer any companion cubes for re-sacrification. We suggest you wait or you follow our brief instructions to find out about the delicious cake, which is so delicious and moist, and which will definitely fulfill your hunger. However, the price is your soul. Anyways, back to broccoli and... Well, that sounds nice. Broccoli, ravioli, spinach, feta, eggplant, marcella. Not true marcella, because true marcella would require brandy, but marcella with apricot nectar and peaches. Yeah, I can do that. And then add the half sauce. That would be really nice to eat. Now that I'm making myself, well, not drool, because if I drool, I'd drool all over the mic and it would get wet, and that's not exactly going to happen. Because, well, wet mic, water, electricity, my head, boom, zzz, and yeah, that would be really, really ironic. Now, what else? What else? What else can I say? What else needs to be said? Oh, I could go on about the whole stuff I talked to in my descriptions of love as an emotion and love as layers of trust and terms of modeling, but that would probably bore most people, and it's probably better saved to a more coherent, cohesive audio recording that doesn't have so much, well, skits and stuff. I need to resume my skits, but I also need to bump into people who want to make requests. I mean, I've got to also finish the Harry Potter and the Daleks skit, which will be awesome. Speaking of which, once the Doctor Who was gone, which it always is gone, it's like the rum for Jack Sparrow, once it's gone, you always want more. It's just so addictive. Oh, I caught up with Queen Min as well over MSN, and that's awesome to find out that she's doing music at Adelaide Uni. But she's really sick at the moment. I hope she gets well soon. A whole lot of people I know are sick. We've got Kyle sick, we've got Queen Min sick, we've got a whole bunch of people. It must be this winter weather, this dreaded winter weather that's making everybody sick. Get down with the sickness, get down with the sickness, get down with the sickness, then get better again. And now sickness makes me think of House, and House makes me think of that teardrop song that Mitch was playing, which is so awesome, because it's also in Assassin's Creed. So then, when I hear it, I think of House as an assassin with his pimp cane, just whack, and he just whacks people, and they fall over, and then he just goes back to whatever he was doing. That would be awesome. You make a video game where you play as House. You have two modes. One, you get to be a total jackass to all the patients and try and save their life using cryptic puzzling methods, observation, logic, and encryption. And two, you get to go around randomly whacking people and killing people with your cane. This is known as House Assassin Mode. I'm pretty sure Gatto would enjoy this, but then again, I don't know how fond she is of House. I finally got the PGE anime, so I'm going to start... the manga, so I'm going to start reading that. I'm still yet to get the anime and a whole bunch of other stuff, but then again, my net's not exactly stable enough for downloading anything. let alone anything off, well, that sauce. Speaking of sauce, tartare, Mr. Tea Time, who's from the Hogfather, who goes around killing stuff. It's so awesome. He becomes friends with people and then he kills them. It's just like, hello, what's your name? My name's Tea Time. We're all friends here. Yoink! Shoves a knife in their side and they fall over. I mean, he's a bit ambitious to want to capture death, but, well, not necessarily capture, but kill. And then again, Susan is awesome. I mean, daughter of death. Granddaughter. Relative of death. Made of so much epic win, it's not funny. I mean, I wonder if you could actually do that. Redesign the periodic table so it contains elements of epic win and awesome and other such lingual descriptors. I'm pretty sure it would be a relatively linear mapping once you identified 260 or 270 common phrases to describe positive superlative things in everyday internet slang. Then you could have this periodic table of, well, of internet meme composition, which would be kind of awesome, really. So, I mean, it's science applied to meme. The science of meme. Memeology. Memeologist. Lol. Well, so what do you do for a living, Barry? Oh, I'm a memeologist. Oh, what's your speciality? Oh, I specialize in the Chuck Norris meme. Oh, so you know all about his roundhouse kicks, then? Yes, one roundhouse kick can power Australia for 170 days. Oh, wow. And how did you find this out about his... How did you find this out without getting roundhouse kicked to the face? I didn't. I got roundhouse kicked to the face. As you see, my face has been crushed. That would be kind of hilarious to be a... have a PhD in memeology. Oh, what's your PhD in? Memeology. Are you just telling me that you spent your entire 3 years for your PhD thesis on B with a Word page open, starting epic threads, killing epic threads, copy-pastering and spreading the cancer? Yeah, I am. And they paid you to do this? Yeah, they did. And which university did you go to? That would be hilarious. I mean, memeology, for goodness sake. Oh, the options are endless. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. I mean, that would be that could be an entire thesis paper on peanut butter jelly. Now that's just hilarious. Hilarity in itself. Then again, Gatlin Knitting's got me thinking. I mean, a lot of people I know are doing crafts and things and stuff, and I'm not making enough. But then again, most of my compositions seem to be computer-based, so I could just start making more. But then again, it's a matter of finding time. And time is a very fickle thing. Time, oh time, yes I need more time. Why do you keep on flitting away? I hear the wind chime jingle in my mind. Oh, how I wish you'd stay. That was Desiree's Time, oh time, sung by me, copyright to Desiree. Desiree's awesome. Yeah, I don't know what else to say, because Desiree brings back memories of, oh, grade 5 choir, aloha, hey, look me over, lend me an ear, flesh out of clover, had it up to here, don't pass the plate, don't pass the cup, when you're down, the only way to look is up, up like a rosebud high on the vine, don't pick your nosebud, take a tip of mine. And that's all I can recall for the moment. But I've got the Lionel Richie stuff in my head, which we sang on the bus, which is, you know, the all night long, all night. Yeah, that's kind of awesome. Lionel Richie is awesome. Paul Simon is awesome. Simon and Garfunkel are awesome. There is too much awesome to be contained. Maybe we could use some sort of Sin Rock equivalent for radioactive awesome. Maybe. Or even then... Maybe we could just run the whole personality analysis on people and then stochastically measure how likely they are to deviate from their stereotypical personality traits and learning abilities, and then project that onto a scatter plot and then circle the dots. or join the dots, or colour outside the lines. Well, anyhow, it's almost 9 and I've got at least 35 minutes on this, and whilst I did not talk about very much in depth, it's not exactly like a seminar, more like a random scattering and smattering and pittering and pattering of this and that and the other. I mean, I could give seminars, but I'm pretty sure they'd be more boring than my random gibberings and jabberings, and people would fall asleep a lot sooner. I mean, I could style these audio posts, and I probably shall. I'll see what requests I get. And to think, Curtis, how do you know Stephen and Elspeth? Like, seriously, how do you know them? They're on your blog roll, and I would add them to my blog roll. I've had them in my blog bookmarks for ages. How do you know them? And you're right about the whole drunk blogging thing. It's not a good idea. I'm personally glad I don't drink, because people say that my ramblings are interesting, crazy, and useless, addictive junk enough already, so it's good fun. Now, anyhow, I'm going to start back with the questions. This blog's question is, if you had to get a PhD in memeology, what would you write your thesis on? And my well-wishing for people is, may your boots never be filled with custard and broccoli, and may anyone who's suffering sickness over this winter period lose the sickness, hopefully before the Olympics. All the interesting stuff with China and the Olympics, and the German reporters, that was kind of really interesting on... That's the best thing about Brits 31, is Deutsche Welle TV, except they dub it and they shove everything in English. Deutsche Welle TV, even in flaming German, is awesome. It's more awesome than Rammstein. Anyhow, I've got to head off. I'll see you all later. Good night. Have fun. Don't murder anybody. It's too early for that.